Democratic Congressman-elect Jared Golden today reiterated his plans to vote against Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House. Golden's comments come as 16 Democrats released a letter announcing that they, too, have chosen not to support the California Democrat. Steve Missler has more.
The letter addressed to members of the House Democratic Caucus illustrates the threat to Pelosi's bid to reclaim the Speaker's gavel that she held 8 years ago. It describes Pelosi as an historic figure, but says that many Democrats ran and won with a message of change. Golden did not sign the letter, but made similar comments last week after the nation's first ranked choice voting runoff solidified his victory over Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin. Golden said he'd been approached about signing the letter, but declined because he wants 2nd District voters to know he's going to Congress to work on their behalf, not engage in high-profile intra-party leadership squabbles.
Not looking to be defined as someone that is there in opposition, but rather someone that's there serious about doing the job and doing the work. So it's a piece of paper, and I could care less about it.
Golden also says he still plans to vote for another candidate for Speaker when the Democratic caucus convenes later next week, and then on the floor on January 3rd.
It's the vote that is meaningful in terms of sticking to your guns and standing by your principles. And I'm going to stand by the fact that I think it's time to pass the torch to a new leadership team in our party.
Pelosi has been a lightning rod for Republican attacks for years, and most acutely in congressional campaigns, when GOP candidates often attempted to tie her to Democratic candidates in swing districts. That was true in Golden's race against Poliquin this year, even though Golden announced early on that he would oppose her bid for Speaker if Democrats claimed the majority after the November election. Democrats have claimed 232 seats in the House, and Pelosi needs 218 votes to become Speaker, meaning she can afford just 15 defections. So far, no Democrat has officially announced that they'll step in to challenge Pelosi, who has led the caucus for 16 years. Golden says that could change after next week's internal caucus election. He mentioned two Democrats that he could support: Massachusetts Democrat Seth Moulton, a fellow Marine combat veteran, and Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos, a four-term member representing a district that, much like Maine's 2nd District, has elected both Republicans and Democrats in the past. Moulton was among the Democrats that signed Monday's letter. Bustos was not. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.